Lucky Brown has won cash and prizes totaling $14,288. Today, one of our contestants could win a fur coat, silver bars, a living room, or a trip to Russia, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including this Ford Thunderbird and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on sale on the century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Why, thank you very much. Nice to have you with us. How you doing today? Nice to have you with us on Sale of the Century. Our champion's been on a roll with three wins, looking for a fourth crack at that winner's board. Let's welcome him back. Rocky Brown. Hi, Rocky.
How you doing, Jim?
I'm fine. You have your lucky little squirrel there with you.
Absolutely.
Has been very lucky. Trip to Mexico, silver bars, and on the last show, $3,000 in cold cash.
Yeah.
That brings a smile, doesn't
it?
All right, ready to go again?
Of course.
All right, good luck. Here to introduce the challenge. Of course, that's why he came here. Here to introduce the challengers is Summer Bartholomew. What, I think he's going to say no? I changed my mind. I'm leaving now. Did you get bigger?
That's the new style, right?
Yes, it is. Yes. Don't you love it?
Oh, sure. I like,
love it.
I like the Chicago Bears, too.
Oh,
I mean, that's... Who did you bring us?
Terrible. She's a duplicate bridge player, originally from New York City, New York. A big hand to Sheila Strome.
Hello there, Sheila.
And he likes to wear a wetsuit, originally from Laramie, Wyoming. Let's meet Kirby Thomas.
Hello there, Kirby.
I don't know much about style, but that looks nice on you,
Thank
though.
You.
See you later. I think I got out of that. Kirby, let's get acquainted. You like to wear a wetsuit.
I'm a certified scuba diver.
Ah.
I've just moved to California so that I can do that more often and a little nicer water. I'm originally from Wyoming. It's a little cool in a short season there.
Yes,
unless you like to ice dive.
Yeah, I would think so. There's not a lot of wetsuit use out there in Wyoming. Nice to have you here with us, and I hope you enjoy your stay in California.
Thank
now.
You, Jim.
Sheila, you are a duplicate bridge player.
That's right, Jim. Instead of sitting at home and playing in my kitchen with friends, I go to a club where anywhere from 50 to 100 people may be playing bridge at night.
Yeah, that's pretty. You got to be a good bridge player playing tournaments like that.
I try my best.
All right. Now, you also just moved out here, huh?
Quite a few years ago.
Somebody told me it was originally
from New York, yes.
Oh, they told me it was just a little while ago. Sorry about that. Well, I'm glad you've been here a long while,
yes.
Sheila. Good luck to all three of you. Let's start you off with $20 and this question. Name the humor magazine responsible for such wacky movies as Vacation and Animal House. Sheila?
Harvard's Lampoon.
No, we can't accept that. I'm sorry. The magazine is the National Lampoon. There is Harvard's Lampoon, but it became the National Lampoon as a magazine. Sorry about that. You lose 5 for the incorrect answer, down to 15. In Fairy Tales, what was the name of Gretel's brother? Rocky.
Hansel.
Hansel and Gretel, and $5 on the plus side for Rocky to 25. In slang, what does your girlfriend have if people call her a brick top? Rocky?
Red hair.
Red hair it is. Rocky to 30. According to the old saying, don't bite the hand that... Rocky?
That feeds you.
Yes, that champion is quick with that buzzer, and he's right again. Goes to 35. The British call this food chips. Kirby?
French fries.
French fries. That's what we call them. Kirby goes on the plus side of 25. But it's time now for an instant bargain, and it is the player in the lead who can buy bargain merchandise. And Rocky, you have a $10 lead over Kirby and the opportunity to buy this.
Rocky, when a stranger asks for the time, you'll have it with Gordon's His and Her watches. Hers with a distinct two-tone dial, his with a calendar, both with quartz precision, furnished by Gordon's Jewelry. And it's normally priced at $700. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
He doesn't look like a trustworthy fellow there, Summer, but the watches are nice. Rocky, what?
We were discussing.
Were you discussing that you like them or didn't like them?
Yes, that I like them.
Okay, well, good. It's only $6. You've got a $10 lead. You would still have a $4 lead. $700 worth of watches, $300 in cash makes it a $1,000 bargain, and you would still have the lead. Going once, going twice. You're going to buy. Enjoy the watches and the cash. $1,000, and it cost you just $6. Knock it off the score. $4 lead over Kirby. What famous comedian hosted TV's quiz show You Bet Your Life? Rocky?
Groucho Marx.
Got 5 of the 6 right back. It is indeed Groucho Marx. In what city would you find the world's tallest skyscraper? Rocky?
Chicago.
The Sears Tower it is. Chicago the city. And Rocky gets more than he's just spent back. He's up to 39. For several years, what Massachusetts pond was home to Henry David Sheila?
Walden Pond.
Thoreau. You are right. It is Walden to Sheila back to the $20 mark. Time now for the Fame Game. We're playing for control of the Fame Game board, so players buzz in with a lot of information about a famous person. I was born in Scandinavia in 1956 and grew up to achieve worldwide fame in my specialty. I learned to compete as a child, tossing darts at a target on a tree. And at age 9, I really got competitive when I was given my first tennis racket. Sheila.
Bjorn Borg.
Bjorn Borg it is, right. I didn't want to say Sweden right off the bat, so we said Scandinavia, but as soon as she heard tennis, it had to be Borg. Sheila, the board is for you now. Where's the $10 money card, sir?
Behind the three.
They're flashing. If you can stop that light on the $10, we'll add it to your score. Good luck.
Okay, number three.
Way down the other way as it went by the 10. What does she get behind 7?
A pocket recorder. Norelco's MP3 professional quality pocket recorder. Features lightweight design, fingertip controls, and superb sound quality. Furnished by Norelco.
Very fancy, $329 worth. That is yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. And we'll be back to the game and these nice folks right after this commercial timeout. Champion Rocky Brown looking for a fourth crack at that winner's board, and right now he's got a leg up. He's at 39, Kirby at 25, Sheila at 20. Back to business with this question for 5. In the 20s, on what part of a man's body did he wear his spats? Rocky.
His feet.
His feet, yes indeed. And Rocky over the $40 mark. In the song Gray Skies Are Gonna Clear Up, put on, Rocky.
A happy face.
Happy face it is, and Rocky to 49. Come on, Kirby and Sheila, begin to stretch it out. On a sailboat, a sewing machine, or an airplane? Where would you find a spinnaker? Rocky.
A sailboat.
What about, yes, it'd be, I love a sewing machine, you'd find a spinnaker. And Rocky over the $50 mark. What type musical instrument do you own if you have a Stradivarius? Kirby.
Violin.
That's right. You beat him to the buzzer that time, and Kirby goes to 30. But Rocky again has stretched that lead out. $24 lead, Kirby. And, well, they have a big advantage when you stretch it out. You can buy nice things. How about this?
Rocky, make a clean start on laundry day with Frigidaire Skinny Mini Laundry Center. A family-sized washer and dryer in one compact cabinet with water miser control and flowing heat drying system furnished by Frigidaire. Plus these elegant towels, a lovely accent for your bath. Beautifully embroidered, yours with a gift certificate from Livingstones of Beverly Hills. And it's normally priced at $950. But today on sale of the century, the year's for only $11.
Wow. In that outfit, he met a pretty girl? My goodness. Now, Rocky, you said you live in an apartment. This is terrific. I mean, the over and under apartment side, beautiful. $950, including the towels, $950 bargain for 11 bucks. Mm. You have a a $24 lead. My goodness, you can afford to buy easily with that lead. And I could very easily.
Sure.
Oh, you don't want me to offer you anything?
No, I just know you're going to make it tough.
Oh. Does it make it tough? Would it make it tough for you?
Listen, expensive, I understand.
No, of course. Actually, no. If you're going to mention the product name, they're probably going to send it to you. I'll give you $400 in cash to go with it. The washer, dryer, the towels, $400 in cash. A $1,350 bargain for $11, you'd still have a big lead. Going once. Going twice. Yeah. No sale. No, did not want to buy that time. This droopy-eared, wrinkled-faced hound is often used to track down Rocky.
Bassett.
To track down fugitives, that is a bloodhound. Hound, bloodhound. You lose 5 on that, down to 49. In what sport would you be asked to replace all divots? Rocky.
Golf.
Golf it is. He gets the 5 right back. In what country might you catch a glimpse of a monster called Nessie? Sheila.
In Scotland.
In Scotland, indeed. The Loch Ness Monster in Sheila 25. Although he grew up in Nazareth, Jesus was born... Sheila.
In Bethlehem.
Bethlehem it is. 2 in a row for Sheila. She ties Kirby for second place. The Minnesota senator who served as Lyndon Johnson's... Rocky?
Hubert Humphrey.
That's the vice president. It is indeed Hubert Humphrey. And Rocky to 59. Senator Humphrey, and of course, Hubert Humphrey was such a wonderful man, so outgoing. He had a personal style of campaigning, always shaking hands and meeting people. I had the pleasure of meeting him, a lovely man he was. Former Secretary of the Treasury John Connally said that Humphrey could find a way to shake hands with the Venus de Milo. We'll be right back. Rocky still in the lead at 59, but now Sheila and Kirby in the tie for second place at 30. Back to the Fame Game. We add a $15 money card. We look for a famous thing. I am the saltiest body of water in the world. Kirby.
The Dead Sea.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Well done. 9 times as salty as any ocean, as a matter of fact. I didn't realize that. Kirby, you've got control. Where's the $15 money card, Summer?
Behind the four.
Two of them to shoot for. Somebody's rooting you on there, Kirby. Good luck.
Thank you. Number four now.
Way up in the corner, and I hope we have something nice behind number one.
Men's suits, Botany 500 fashions for the gentleman. Distinctive suits to fit almost every lifestyle, tailored with fine American craftsmanship. Furnished by Botany 500.
$520 worth. You'll look good in those.
Thank you. I love
some. And they're yours to keep, of course, no matter how you finish in the game. The money cards stay up there. We'll add the 25 later. Back with this one, all three of you. In what state was former President Richard Nixon born? Rocky?
California.
California's right. Rocky over the $60 mark. The best of these gems come from Colombia, South America. Rocky.
Emeralds.
They're green and more valuable than diamonds. Very nicely solved. Emeralds, exactly what they are. And Rocky, the 69. What star's closest friends, bodyguards, and musicians were known as the Memphis Mafia? Rocky.
Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley is right. Strong segment for Rocky over the $70 mark. Big lead right now, Rocky. How about taking a look at this?
Rocky, check out this great gift for your home library. A beautiful country bookcase made in Spain of sturdy pine, elegantly carved with a stylish arch top, furnished by Charles & Charles. And it's normally priced at $1,498. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $16.
Oh, that is very lovely. Beautiful, beautiful reproduction. That is wonderful. Do you like that, Rocky?
Yes, as a matter of fact, well, I like it a lot.
Yo, you are an auctioneer, so you know good things. Well, I'll tell you, I know one good thing when I can see it. You have a big lead. You are at $74. Sheila and Kirby both at $30. If you bought this for $16, your lead would still be $28.
Ooh.
So with that in mind, I'm leaving the price right where it is. You want $1,498 with a beautiful armoire? Cost you just $16. Going what? Yeah, he wants that. He likes it. It's a beautiful item.
Gorgeous piece.
Enjoy that, and that's the wonder. You got a big lead. You can do some buying, and he still has a big $28 lead. Can he hang on to it? We'll find out right after this. That's lovely. Yeah, that's a lovely piece. Very good champion, Rocky Brown. He keeps stretching out that lead and taking advantage of it with some good buys. And his lead right now is $28 over Kirby and Sheila. We're back with this for $5. What populous state was governed for many years by Nelson Rockefeller? Rocky?
New York.
New York is right. Rocky again over the $60 mark. Of the Bronte sisters, Emily, Charlotte, and Anne, who wrote Jane Eyre? Rocky.
Charlotte.
Charlotte, exactly right. And Rocky, nicely done. 10 of the 16 back immediately. In what musical film did Frank Sinatra play a gambler named Nathan Detroit? Sheila?
Guys and Dolls.
Guys and Dolls is right. Sheila in the second place at 35. Third, final track of the Fame Game, and all three money cards up on the board now. Famous place. I am an American city whose location was chosen by the president in 1791. Kirby?
Washington, D.C.
That is exactly right. And again, Kirby buzzes in with limited information on the Fame Game. Well, Kirby, you found some suits before. I know he'd like to find a money card now. Where's that big one?
Behind the six.
Three of them to shoot for. Good luck, Kirby.
Okay, thank you. Number six now.
Well, he hit a $10 money card. That makes it a little closer as we add back to the score. Kirby goes into second place at 40. And indeed, anyone can win it. We have a lot of questions as we finish up the game with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock? It is the champion in the lead, however. Rocky at 68, Kirby at 40, Sheila at 35. Good luck. We start the speed round now. What first name is shared by Presidents Polk and Carter? Kirby.
Andrew.
Wrong. What is a zither? Rocky.
It's a musical instrument.
Right. What is the better known name of A-Team star Lawrence Tiro? Rocky.
Mr. T.
Right. Name the city known as the Big Apple. Rocky?
New York City.
Right. What is the meaning of the Spanish word Rio? Rocky?
River.
Right. What was the nickname of Wild West outlaw named William Kirby?
Billy the Kid.
Yes. Which of the United States has the postal abbreviation ME? Rocky?
Maine.
Right. What country's highest military decoration is the Iron Cross? Kirby?
Germany.
Right. Which Dickens novel featured a villain named Fagin? Rocky?
Oliver Twist.
Right. Name the Roman general who met his fate on the Ides of March. Rocky?
Julius Caesar.
Right. In what southern state could you visit Everglades National Park? Kirby?
Florida.
Right. Name the Oscar-winning actress who's married to Paul Newman. Rocky?
Joanne Woodward.
Right.
What Saudi Arabian city is the religious center of Islam? Kirby.
Mecca.
Right. What great playwright wrote The Glass Menagerie? Rocky.
Tennessee Williams.
Yes. Eczema is a chronic. Time is up, and Rocky with a big speed round again has won it. Congratulations. Wow. Back to the champion in just a moment. Since we had started it, let me finish it. I was going to say eczema is a chronic inflammation of what? Of the skin. Time ran out on that. And what was the first name of the Wild West outlaw? I just got whoop in, and you were right. I was going to say William Bonney for Billy the Kid. But the one that kind of got Kirby off a little bit at the very beginning, the first name shared by Presidents Polk and Carter, has to be Jane. That's the only one. Got to say goodbye to Kirby and Sheila. Neither one going home empty-handed, I'm delighted to say. Kirby with the men's suits, cash in front of you, $575 in cash and prizes. Thank you. Sheila, you've got that pocket recorder with the cash in front of you. You are very close to $400 in cash and prizes. Thank you for joining us as well. Rocky Brown did it again, strong in the speed round, and I hope very strong now with good choices at the winner's board. Come on, Rocky. This will be the time to get the car now, right? Let's do it. Congratulations.
I'm driving an old beat-up van that belongs in my company.
Well, this one would be beautiful. Let's see, right now you could win lovely crystal. There is a very unusual, everybody's been looking at it, the pocket watch. And, of course, the car. One thing we haven't seen for a lady friend might like this.
The accent is on elegance with this luxurious lady's fur. A full-length coat. Straight body design with a band neckline. Furnished by Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills. And this prize is worth $3,000.
Well, that would be a lovely prize. You're a single fellow, but you said if you got that, you have a use for that, right?
Yes, it's my mother's 65th birthday this past month, and her 45th anniversary, and I'd like to give it to her.
Oh, that would be nice. Now, if you don't get it, you've already gotten the knockers for getting
it
out, all right?
So,
all right.
Where did you get it?
It's an old Gaelic expression I picked up. You're going to try to make a match now. When you find that match, the prize is yours. Rocky, good luck, and start picking.
No question. Number three.
Number three, he's sure what he's going to pick. Again, pocket watch, very unusual and very nice.
Number 13.
Number 13, and the car.
Number five.
Number five, he's looking for a match, $10,000 in cash.
Number 12.
Number 12, win card. Next thing is an automatic match. Rocky, what
number
are you
20.
Going to win? Number 20, and he's winning.
Living room furniture. I hope this will fit your apartment.
Because it is very, very lovely. Good. Yeah, I would for this, because this is beautiful. Jay, tell him about it.
Breathe some new life into your living room with this beautiful living room pair. A hand-painted couch of 100% cotton duck canvas with a lacquered parchment coffee table from Tocoro. And this prize is worth $3,787.
That's not bad. $3,787 worth. Sit down. Make yourself comfortable. It's yours. Oh. Dara, come on, Rocky's single. Dara, single. That's okay. I'll go sit on the other side. I know. I'll stay out of the way. You said this. You said you like the things you have at home, but your sofa, you're not too
thrilled with. No.
This will be beautiful. It is gorgeous. You've got. That is nice. Dara, you and Rocky want to get together and talk about things?
I need to take somebody to Palm Springs.
That's right. He's got a trip to Palm Springs that you could talk about. Good.
Golf or whatever.
Dara's boyfriend is sitting at home right now saying, I'm going to kill Jim Perry. That's what I Rocky Brown's got another nice prize and a great total. We'll be back with this fight, Jeff, right after this. He's just sitting there going, I'm not killing him. That's very nice. Yeah, really
congratulations.
Good.
Thank you, baby. Yes. And I also won this show. A hand-painted. That's what when we were downstairs.
Back with our champion, Rocky Brown. Well, you didn't get the fur coat for your mother. How old now?
She's 65.
65 and 45 years married.
Married her, my
That's
dad. Yeah.
Terrific. Where is she at now?
They live in Sunrise Lakes, Florida. I just
oh yeah. Well, we wish them the very best on their anniversary and on her birthday. And Rocky, we certainly wish you continued success. You're doing very well here, knocking off another nice prize. We've got four of them off there, and if he can clear that board of all of those prizes, he can have all of them and this.
$50,000 in cash.
That would be a total of over $100,000 in cash and prizes.
You know, I forgot that you're single, Summer. He's got a couple of trips there.
Let's go, Rocky. Oh,
don't do this.
Boy, that was it. She had no problem at all with that. Rocky Brown will be back to meet two new challengers with $20,573 on sale this century. Bye for now.
Didn't take you long to make up your mind. All right, that's it. We're out.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.